Okay, I'm here with Johnny Fox London, and we've just seen Meet at Theatre 503 in beautiful downtown Battersea. And John, what did you think? Was it a particularly chunky play for you?
There were certainly a couple of bits I wanted to spit out.
It was a few gristle bits, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. It's a play about a man who works in a slaughterhouse and is troubled by local youth in his town and decides to take matters into his own hands. And as such, I think as soon as he talks about you have to cut the carotid artery as the means of dispatching an animal in the abattoir,
you sort of know where it's all heading.
You sort of know where it's all heading, and it's very heavy with the imagery of dripping blood. And when we had a burger before dinner, before the play downstairs, the waitress in the pub restaurant apologised for the fact that she didn't have any ketchup.
And well, we know where we're
by the end of the play, we know where it had all gone.
Yeah.
Also, it's.
Let me just move over to the pedestrian crossing.
Also, I found the writing a little bit lazy, in that it's pretty predictable that the slaughterman's daughter will be a vegetarian. And some of the scripting, it feels a little bit unnecessarily taut, I think the word is.
Yes.
But it's also disjointed because there's a comic element in that the couple's daughter, the vegetarian, has a different attitude to most things from her parents.
Yes. Now, I wondered if there could be more comedy, though.
Yeah, well, it's not clear whether the whole thing ought to be a comedy or whether she's just the comic element. But the parents appear to be doing a kind of East Yorkshire Strindberg, and she comes in doing two pints of lager and a packet of crisps. And I didn't really get why that was.
Well, in the end, though, I had the fish for dinner, you had the burger. It certainly was something to talk about, wasn't it?
For a moment, yes. It's also a bit unnecessarily long as well. I think it's a 50-minute play stretched for an hour and three quarters that doesn't really quite need the stretching.
But do have the burger beforehand.